Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. Welcome back to the Wind Up Women podcast. I am so excited to have you back here today with me, girlfriend. And today is another goodie. I am obsessed. So I don't know if you've been following me on Instagram lately, but girlfriend, where I live in the Adirondacks, it is absolutely breathtaking right now. Like the fall leaves are out, they're popping. It's just so vibrant right now. The leaves are just all these beautiful mixture of reds and orange and greens and yellows. And it's just, oh my God, it's just so amazing. So I have been hiking a lot recently, and like this weekend, I actually did on Saturday and Sunday, I did a hike in the morning for sunrise. And it was just so freeing, so grounding, so beautiful. I went by myself, which if you've never hiked by yourself, if you know the location you're hiking and you've done it a few times, I highly recommend hiking on your own. And it's just super peaceful. I like to, sometimes I'll listen to music or sometimes I'll listen to a podcast, but sometimes I'll just actually not even listen to anything and just listen to nature and think about things and my thoughts and what's going on in my life and how I'm feeling and how I can help myself like do better, be better, do different things, tweak things that I'm feeling like often and just help myself get out of a funk. So hiking is just one of my favorite things and just even not just hiking, just being out in nature. But as I was hiking, I was thinking, I was like, okay, everyone always talks about this, like life being like a mountain. You're hiking the mountain. The things in life are always really tough, as if you're hiking up the mountain and it's a trek. You're going, your legs are tired, you're shaking, you're out of breath. It's a journey, right? Just like anything in life is a journey. It's tough. But once you reach the top, that you forget kind of that pain and everything that you went through was worth it, because when you got to the top, you were rewarded. You got the thing that you wanted to get. And you sat in that, right? You're like, oh, this is amazing. I'm so proud of myself. I did it. I feel great. I feel on top of the world, right? Like every single time you're on a hike, you're hiking, and you're like, when am I getting to the top? When am I getting there? And you know, you're tempted to turn around, you're tempted to stop, you're tempted to, you know, just give up. But you're like, no, I have this thing, I have the top that I'm looking, I want to go and see the view. Or if you're just thinking about it in a goal, it's like, I have a goal I want to reach, I want to get there, I want to reap those rewards. But no one ever talks about when you have to go back down the mountain. So there's just so many things of content and advice about really how to achieve your goals and what steps you should take and how to never give up and all of these things, right? You're always hearing it. I even preach it all the time, to never give up, and just the process of completing the things you want to accomplish in life. But what I really never hear about is advice on what to do once you've actually reached your goal. And sure, yeah, girl, you can always be setting new goals and, you know, reaching higher to achieve new things. But what if you're not sure on what to even do next after you hit that goal? Because you're like, my identity, I've been working towards that one goal this whole time, and that's really what I've been focusing on. So who am I now? Who am I going to be next? And you don't want to be complacent with where you are, you just don't want to sit still. Yeah, you want to enjoy the moment, but you don't want to just stay there, because you know, you never, like if you're just staying stagnant, then you're not going to get anywhere. Like if you're not growing, you're dying. And how do you continue to grow and set yourself up for success when you're not even sure where you want to go next, right? I always hear it like, oh, it's the journey. You got to hike up the mountain. And once you reach the top, it's so worth it. But what happens after that? And just like hiking a mountain, when you're coming down the mountain, it's tough, hurts your knees. You slip, you fall. You're like, oh, like, all right, when is this over? Like, I've already hit the top. Now what's next? You know, like, what am I going to do after this? Am I going to go get coffee? Am I going to go do this and this and this? I'm tired. You know, I'm sore. My legs are shaking. Like, you're just feeling all of these things like, oh, what is next? What happens now? And, you know, for me, I'm thinking about, okay, yes, I love my business. Yes, I have a full-time job, but what's next for me? I feel like I have this calling of something new, and I've been really researching it lately, and I might start my own business as well, like just add something new to me, but that's super scary. It's like climbing a new mountain, and it's like, wait, what is next? And, you know, I'm just so happy with all the decisions I've made so far, but it always is like, and I'm so happy I've had success in things. I have a job, I have my fitness business, but I'm always kind of being like, okay, now what? And I'm thrilled with my life as it is, right? And you might be too, but I don't want to stay stagnant. I don't want to get complacent. And I've really been thinking a lot about how to avoid complacency and you know, just like boredom. You know, you don't want to just be bored and be like, ugh, this isn't challenging me, you know? And just continuing to grow as a human being in all aspects. And really just while I still am recognizing that I've made tremendous strides in my mental health, my physical health, my relationships, my income, my business, friendships, like through my business. A lot of times when I'm feeling frustrated or stagnant, I have to remind myself to stop and look around me. And it's just a really instantaneous like reality check, like gut check, right? And it hasn't been easy to balance those two thoughts of, you know, avoiding complacency and just continuing to grow. So you really just have to really look around of you and see, okay, where is my soul calling me right in this moment? Where am I gravitating towards? And what can I do to make my life one step better, one mountain better? What is the next challenge I am going to take on? And it got me thinking a lot about how I've become very hard to kind of please myself in a way of like, I feel like nothing is ever good enough. Have you ever felt that way? Girl, screenshot this episode and DM me on Instagram if you feel like you've ever felt like, okay, nothing I do is ever enough. Or you're always wondering what's next? What can I do more? What could I have done better? Is it possible to get to a point where you feel right about where you are and don't want to move any further? I think I'd love to get to that place, but does that place actually even exist? But does that place actually equal complacency? So of course, there's always room for growth, but how long are we allowed to bask in that like feel good vibes when we reach the mountaintop, when we reach that goal of our achievements before setting off on the next mountain, on the next goal, on the next milestone that we want to achieve? So here are a couple tips and a few things that I was thinking as I was walking down on my hike, like of things you can do when you've done a goal and where I don't want to set another goal immediately, but I know I want to grow. Like, okay, for example, if you have hit a massive goal or you just started a new job and you're so proud of yourself, you landed this job and you're just like, ah, yes, but I want to enjoy this and I want to grow. But I don't want to just like rush into something new. Like I still want to like take my time and not set a new goal immediately, but I know I still want to grow. So the first thing you can do, first and foremost, girlfriend, cheers. I'm cheersing a glass of coffee, a mug of coffee to you currently. Celebrate yourself. Take a break and say, I effing did it. I did it. And even if that means just going out to a nice dinner or putting my phone away and, you know, going out in nature, going for a hike or just hanging out with me, myself, and I, like, you know, like it's just nice to just sit down and relax and celebrate and enjoy that moment. And just take time to reflect on the accomplishment and really just notice, like, who were you to be able to get that goal, achieve that goal? And how can you take that version of yourself into the everyday life? The one that works for it, stays up late maybe and is constantly learning and growing and bettering herself. So celebrate that version of you, because that's the version that will get you to the next goal, to the next achievement, to the next accomplishment. All right, the next tip is just set a timeline. So if you want to take some time to really enjoy that goal and everything, just take time to do that, but to avoid staying in that same spot for years upon years or days upon days, to avoid the complacency, set a timetable for how long you want to soak up my current situation before looking ahead. So maybe that means that your next goal is to maintain your current lifestyle for another year and then reassess where you're at. Or maybe you're like, okay, I'm going to enjoy this. And by, like, let's say Monday, I'm going to decide, like, hey, what is something that's calling me? Monday, I'm going to journal about it. Monday, I'm going to write down all the things that, like, I want to do next. What is something that's, like, pulling on my heartstrings that's, like, really, like, okay, this is your next step. This is your next goal. This is something that you want to do now. And then you can just start planning it out, you know, just setting a timeline for yourself on, be like, okay, I can enjoy this moment now, but maybe next week I'm going to really reevaluate and see what is next for me. All right. Number three is create a maintenance plan. So honestly, once you've hit your goal, majority goals, you have to maintain that, right? To be able to keep that goal with you. It's not like you can get a job and then just not show up to that job, you know, or it's like you can't just have a business and then you're like, oh, I reached my income. Okay, now I'm just going to stop. You have to create a maintenance plan. So you can't just buy a one-way ticket and go. You have to really just be like, okay, I need to keep going, keep doing this. But it'll take more than that to maintain a new lifestyle. So even if I don't have another big goal in mind right now, like, my goal now is to figure out how to manage this current goal that I have long term. So do I need to, you know, if it's a job, what do I need to do to be able to show up on time to my job? What do I need to do to get my work done? Who do I need to be to show up best every single day? Do I need to wake up earlier? Do I need to work out more? Do I need to eat healthier? You know, who do I need to surround myself with that are more positive rather than negative and dragging me down? You know, you really have to look around you and evaluate, what am I going to do every single day to keep me going on this path and honestly become better every day? All right. And the last thing is trying new things. So if you feel stuck now that you've achieved your goal, it might be a perfect time to kind of try new things, see what's out there, gain new experiences so that you have new things to work towards. And there are always new things to be learned and new skills to be had. And you know, there's so many resources now these days, like YouTube. Like for me, this thing that I want to do and want to start my own business, and I'm looking into courses to take just to really be able to start on the right foot and be able to learn the things, start everything on the right foot and be able to gain that knowledge and set everything up. So when I'm ready to launch, like, it'll be good to go. But I have YouTube, there's courses, there's coaches that, like, specialize in things. Like, go out and find it. Go out and take action. Go out and be the CEO of your damn life. It's all it takes is going out there and doing the damn thing. So regardless, girl, of what your goal is, and what your goals are, how long it takes you to achieve them, there's always going to be a time where you're wondering what to do next. So for me, as long as I stay grounded and intentional in the goals and it feels aligned with me and it makes me feel good, and I'm setting goals that are really like pushing me outside my comfort zone every single day and my actions align with that, then it will come. And I found new ways to stimulate growth and aim even higher, because sometimes people aim just like for the basic, but when you aim higher, you're going to do more. You're going to act on that. You're going to be like, wow, that's a big freaking goal. I got to show up. I got to show the F up every day. And I might not always know what I'm doing yet, or it's not perfect yet, or I'm not feeling like super confident in myself yet because I'm not sure. I'm still learning. I'm still growing, but at least I'm showing up and I'm doing the things, but I'm still seeking those opportunities out. And I'm looking for new ways to feel good about the things I achieve and the things that I'm doing every single day. So girl, I hope this helps you, you know, just feeling like, okay, I can do this. Yes, I know I've accomplished all these goals, X, Y, Z throughout my lifetime. And I know the next one, I'm going to achieve that one too. I just have to have that faith, that belief, like literally a strategic plan on how I'm going to maintain and continue to grow and learn and try new things every single day. So if this episode resonated with you, girlfriend, you know what to do. Leave a review, subscribe, share this with your friends, your family, your grandma, I don't know, screenshot and share on your Instagram stories, because girl, I would love to literally just grow this Wind Up Women tribe, and we need this word to be spread out. And that starts with you. And I know you're busy. We're all busy, girlfriend. I value my time too, but it really means the world to me to, you know, have you leave a review, share this podcast, and just get this Wind Up Women tribe out there. So girl, like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine, because it's never good to keep things bottled up. Happy freaking Wednesday.